Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions, Episode 8, Climax.
Miranda, step away from the control panel.
Where's my dad?
Lily Bliss, the infant of the hour.
Who is this?
What are you even doing here?
What is she doing here, Jonah? Are you out of your mind?
What is this place? And what are all these cauldrons?
She deserves to know who's behind that nightmare you gave her.
She shouldn't even be here. You've been one step out of line all week, Jonah, and now you think you can just waltz in here with a client in tow? I can't let you get away with this.
Miranda, please, calm down. We have enough information to save you.
No, you don't. I put my neck on the line for you. I took the fall when you missed all those nights of testing, and I have been working around the clock trying to cover for you.
Why would you do that?
Because I care about you, Jonah.
Oh, so she does care about you.
It's not like that, Lily. She's got a husband.
What a convenient time for you to remember.
Come on, Miranda. It's not too late for you. We can fix this.
It is too late. The studio managers have personally reprimanded me for letting you break your contract and interfere with the dreamer's conscious state. They ordered me to get you back, and when you wouldn't comply, I had to come here.
What could you possibly accomplish from the subconscious chamber?
Let me show you. Miss Bliss, meet your subconscious.
Whoa.
I think it's yours.
Oh, uh-oh. Can't let that one stick around.
What are you doing?
Removing you from her memory bank, Jonah. She shouldn't have ever met you, I told you that. But no! You had to do things your way. And now she has to suffer the consequences.
You can't do that! She's not even asleep! You could hurt her!
She would be asleep if you didn't bring her here!
That was you?
Oh, that definitely can't stay.
Stop it, Miranda! Stop it!
It's for the best, Jonah, believe me. Otherwise, the writers will find those memories and you will never work here again.
I never want to work here again. I'm done with this place.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna run off with your little girlfriend and comfort her when she has the bad dreams.
If you wanna have a go at me, that's fine. But leave her out of this.
Why? Doesn't she know that it's been you tormenting her all this time? Or has she already forgiven you now that she wants to fuck you?
What is she talking about?
It's nothing, Lily. She's hysterical.
You mean you didn't tell her? You're a monster, Jonah.
You're the one tampering with her memories!
You said you used to work in horror.
Lily, it's not what you think.
You meant nightmares. My nightmares.
Yes, okay, but it was just a job. I didn't know you back then.
What, so it's okay to scare a stranger?
It was my first gig. I didn't know any better.
You must have known you were in someone's head. You must have realized who I was when you took the other role, the fucking romantic piece.
I'm sorry, Lily. But you know, I was out of options when I came here. All the recruits start in nightmares. It could have been anyone assigned to play those roles.
But it was you, and then what were you doing in Vancouver?
I had to...
He was using you, honey, to get the inside scoop on your next fantasy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Look, I'm really sorry, but it hasn't been easy, okay?
Has it not been easy on you, Jonah?
I made some mistakes, Lily. I know. I do like you.
Oop. Can't keep that.
Miranda, stop it!
Why? This has only just gotten good.
That's it. I'm gonna...
Step back now, Jonah. I have got her fragile mind at the tips of my fingers. You make one move, and I could just bump into her sub-cauldron and spill her little sanity all over the place.
No!
You wouldn't dare. You'd lose your job in an instant.
The only way I keep my job is if she's removed from the equation.
Please, please make it stop.
You're taking too much.
Why is this happening?
She could wind up in a psych ward for all I care. I am going to take all her happy memories of you so she only remembers you as the demon from her dreams. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just have a few more pesky fantasies to wipe out.
Lily? Lily, are you okay?
Who are you? Why did you bring me here?
He's your worst nightmare, kiddo. Don't forget it.
Fine then, Miranda. Make me the monster. I'm used to it. But don't make Lily suffer because of my actions. She may be different, but she's really special. And if you'd ever fucking listen to anyone other than yourself, you'd know that that's a good thing. So even if you make me into the bad guy, I'm going to try to make things right, because it's the least she deserves after everyone else has let her down. You told me I can't control the narrative, but I'm through at this place and I've never felt better. So go ahead, erase me. Just promise you'll let her go.
Oh, I can't do that. Like I said, she's a danger to the company. Once you're cleared out of her mind, I'll have to report her to the bosses and see what they want to do with her. I'm sure she'll make an interesting subject for the Reverie's new pilot project.
Are you joking? You can't just hand her over to the bosses. You must know who she is by now.
She's nobody.
She's not nobody. She's Bruce Lovett's daughter.
You're lying.
I wouldn't even know how to make that up. It's important though, right?
That should have been in her file.
Guess you can't learn everything from the books, huh?
Why didn't you say something sooner?
Does this mean... are you gonna let her go?
I can't let her go now! I'll never work again if they see this.
Well, fuck, Miranda, obviously. Why would anyone trust you after what you've been doing here?
I was doing you a favor. She was never supposed to meet you. This was the only way for things to go back to normal. Why did she have to be...
Dad.
Not again!
Lily! Fucking hell, Miranda, what did you do?
I had to, Jonah. She can't be allowed to remember. I have to.
You have to stop this, Miranda. You can still let Lily go, and we'll get her some help far away from here. Please, just come away from her cauldron. There's no need to...
No. There's nothing else I can do.
Miranda, get away from there.
I'm sorry. There's no other way.
No! Lily. Oh my God.
What a bitch.
Lily.
No.
Wake up! What's going on? Who's...
Jonah Bard.
Why am I... Hey, what the hell? Why am I tied up?
You've made a couple serious misjudgments about the Reverie, Mr. Bard. Did you think no one would notice you were missing? Or that you'd go undetected in Miss Bliss's subconscious?
Lily! Is she okay?
She's recuperating. Either way, you've broken several sections of your non-disclosure agreement, and it's no longer in the best interest of the Reverie to keep you on as a performer.
Whatever. I'm done with this place anyway.
So you'd like to think.
What's that supposed to mean?
As a result of your actions, we'll be selectively purging your memories.
You can't do that!
Don't worry. Mrs. Hendricks will receive the same treatment.
Who's... Oh, you mean Miranda?
Mrs. Hendricks has been offered a choice. A very generous choice. We propose that she return home to her family. But she has elected to remain at the Reverie in a demoted position until we confirm that she no longer poses a threat to the company.
What about me? Can't I leave?
Unfortunately, Mr. Bard, it appears you have nowhere to go. But you might still be useful to us. You see, the Reverie is working on a new product that will revolutionize the way people dream. And thanks to all your extra work you've been putting in, you'll be the first trial candidate for this new endeavor.
No! I won't be your guinea pig! I can make it on my own. I'll go to Vancouver.
You'll do no such thing.
Miranda yanked fresh memories from Lily's mind while she stood awake directly in front of her. You're telling me that she gets to keep her job while you guys pull a mad science experiment on me?
She was defending Miss Bliss from the gravity of your actions, which put her at risk in the first place.
If you think Miranda was ever trying to help Lily, you're fucking delusional.
Watch your tone. You have no idea what's at stake in bringing her here.
You don't understand.
You don't tell me what I know about my company. You're nothing. Nobody cares what happens to you. So you don't get to tell me what happened last night.
Don't I at least get a trial? Like that other guy, Mitchell Martin.
Mr. Martin was on trial based on some unfound claims. Since your guilt is painfully apparent, we'd only be wasting company resources.
That's not fair.
Life isn't fair, kid.
What's gonna happen to Lily then?
Miss Bliss will return to Vancouver in the morning. She'll be kept on sleep sound to ensure that she doesn't remember anything about the Reverie.
But she's...
She's no concern of yours anymore. Once we begin washing your memories, she'll be a shadow of your imagination and put her out of your mind.
No, please don't make me forget her. Who's that?
One moment, dear. I'm just teaching Mr. Bard about company values.
But that's Lily's necklace.
Yes, all right. We'll transfer him to the lab.
No, please, you have to let me go back!
Oh, it's much too late for that. You never had a chance, kid. Stay away from my daughter.
You're...
Hey, sweetheart. Buckle up, we're going back to Washington.
Who are you?
I'm from the insurance company. You got stranded out here? Listen, I'm just giving you a lift back to Spokane to jump your car.
What the fuck? Where am I?
Just outside Hayden, Idaho.
Was I abducted?
Best of my knowledge, you came here of your own volition. Don't know why anyone would force you to come to a sleep country at 8 o'clock in the morning anyway.
What am I doing here?
Ain't my job to chronicle your journey. Just gotta get you back home. Hop in, okay? Come on now, I don't bite.
I just don't feel very good. Like, my head hurts like I was clocked with a hammer or something.
You probably just popped a little molly on your road trip and wound up in a different state miles away from your vehicle. Happens to all of us at one point or another.
That doesn't really sound like something I'd get into.
Huh. Missing out then.
Oh, shit. I smoked weed yesterday. Do you think that could have done this?
Jeez Louise, a little bit of pot isn't gonna blow your fuse. Now, are you gonna stand around all day? Or are you planning on getting back to Vancouver?
Is this your car? Because it seems a little dated for an insurance vehicle.
So many questions. If you don't want my help, I'll just get back to work and leave you stranded here. How does that sound?
No, no, I'm coming.
Buckle up then, baby.
Don't call me baby.
What, you got a man back home or something?
No, I just don't appreciate misogyny from strange men with fake alibis.
Why get in the car then?
I don't have cell reception or any other way home, but... If you pull any funny business, I've got bear spray in my bag, and you're gonna wish you chose a different girl to prey on.
Yikes. No wonder you don't have a boyfriend with an attitude like that.
I do have... Well, I have Christopher, and he's... Well... Oh, shit, it's the election today.
I don't vote.
You don't vote?
What? You do?
Well, I didn't get to vote in this election since I'm graduating, but Christopher, my best friend, he's running for student council president next year.
Oh yeah, you sure know how to pick them. Platonic and political.
Could we listen to the radio for a bit?
Fuck the radio. Pick a cassette.
Seriously?
Yeah, unless you'd rather we play I Spy.
Ooh, I choose the one with hearts and stars.
What do you... No, not that one.
Why not? I like the track list.
It's personal, man. Pick another one.
No doubt it's personal. Mixtapes are so old school. Someone must really care about you.
I made that one myself.
Who's Mitch, then?
Who's... What are you doing back there?
It says inside, for Oliver, love Mitch.
Oh my god.
You're telling me you've got a boyfriend with an attitude like that?
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, didn't mean to touch a nerve. I don't care if you're, you know.
Great, thanks. I should have put that thing away.
Are you not together anymore?
It's complicated, okay? He got in some trouble, so we're figuring things out. I'd prefer if you didn't mention it to anyone.
Aren't you out?
Yes, I'm out, but it's not easy to be, you know, in motherfucking Idaho.
Why don't you leave, then?
I can't leave without him, and he's basically being held captive for something he didn't even do.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, really? And I can't help thinking that it's all my fault.
Why is that?
I was just so tired of hiding, you know? So I started to say some shit to the wrong people, and everything blew up in my fucking face. And now they've turned me into some kind of fucking cabbie. Probably just to spite me, even though I didn't even want to get involved in your bullshit.
What do you mean, my bullshit?
Look, I'm under pretty vague orders to get you home, but where you're coming from, it's no good there. I don't want them to get to you like they got me. Like they got him.
What the fuck happened to me out here? Whatever. Once my memory comes back, I'm sure
no,
I'll...
No. Not whatever. You're better off not remembering, okay? I'm telling you now, they're not going to make it easy for you now that you've messed with them.
What do you mean by them?
The Reverie, man. They're pissed off.
What are you on about?
I can't say any more than that.
Maybe you should just pull over.
No! God damn it! You just need to listen to me. Don't try to remember anything. It'll only hurt you.
How about we just listen to The Clash instead?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just pass it up. There you go.
Thanks for getting me back alive.
Don't mention it. Just remember what I said, okay?
I don't think I could forget if I tried.
Safe driving, then. Hope you make it back on time for the election, or whatever.
Thanks.
Ciao.
That was so weird. Just gotta make it home now. Everything will make more sense at home. No, I'm missing it.
For Vice President, Ezra Cooper. And now, the moment we've all been...
Lily, you made it.
Of course I made it, dummy. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
But I'm pleased to announce that our...
I got this.
You got this.
...will be Christopher Carter.
Where the heck were you today?
It's a long story. Don't worry, I'll tell you everything after you soak in the victory. Maybe we can go for dim sum? My treat.
Thanks for making it, Lil.
Of course, I've made it. I love you, buddy.
I love you too.
I'll meet you in the back, okay?
I won't be long with dim sum on the line.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I took the car. Guess what, though? Christopher won the election! Okay, yes, Mom, no shit, but we're still excited for him, aren't we? I've got to celebrate with him. I'll see you tonight. What?
What's up?
I just have an email here, but I could check it later.
Lily.
No, this is your special day. The man of the hour. How are you feeling, Christopher?
Like I rule the school, because now I do. Now, are we making moves on this dim sum?
Anything but pizza.
You'll come around one day.
I wouldn't count on it.
Hey, isn't your basketball thing tomorrow?
Oh, the championships!
I was thinking maybe I could come out to support.
Chris, you hate sports.
Yeah, but I don't hate you.
So sweet.
Anymore, that is.
Sounds about right.
And I know it's kind of a big deal for you, like today was for me. So yeah, I'll be there.
You'll be my cheerleader?
With pom-poms and all.
Ooh, it'll be so nice to actually have a fan in the stands.
You mean tall, dark, and handsome won't be present for this event?
I don't know what you're talking about, Christopher. You're the only man in my life.
You can't keep me like this.
We can do whatever we want with you, Mr. Bard. Now tell me, what is Lily?
Lily is a flower.
And what is bliss?
Bliss is a feeling.
Anything else?
That's it. Lily is a flower. Bliss is a feeling. That's all they are.
Dreamers was written and directed by Jillian Reynolds. Produced by Jillian Reynolds, Maya Radhakrishna, and Wanley Gibson. Sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen. Music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. And audio compilation by Alex Moore. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Bronwyn Rhys as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, and Owen Francis as Oliver. This episode also featured Adam Muxlow and Owen Sigurdsson. For more information about Dreamers, follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, no! Please, I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read! Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.